The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. Hello. Welcome to Exposing the Masters Within, the one and only hour on radio or the internet dedicated solely to helping you expose yourself. My name is John Schulte. I'm here to serve you, to help you to know more of the truth about you. It's often said, looks can be deceiving. And we all know that the surface of things is, by definition, shallow. So thanks for joining me today as we journey through the looking glass to explore what's on the other side, to explore what's beneath the surface. We're here together to discover, uncover, and recover our masters within. You knew your mastery much more fully when you signed up for your on-earth sojourn. But you mostly forgot it soon after leaving the cozy confines of your mother's womb. You've rediscovered some inkling of it, or you wouldn't be listening to me now. So, it's time to remember the masters we are. It's time to reclaim the power we have. It's time for Exposing the Masters Within. Let's get started.
Today is Sunday, February 19th, 2012, if you're listening live, and it's whatever time you're listening if you're not, if you're listening to the recording. Welcome aboard either way. I'm so glad to have you joining me today to help me co-create this, well, experience, I guess, is the best word. I never did really care for the term show, although I don't know what the best alternative is. I'm not here to put on a show for your entertainment, although I hope it is entertaining, at least at times. I'm here to co-create an experience, and hopefully that experience is going to be one that is more than just mental, that helps the shift to get deeper than just changing a few ideas. Although changing a few ideas is certainly a good starting point. So let's jump right into the experiential part. As we do each week, it's time to open energetically to deeper connection. So to start with, as we've been doing for quite some time now, it is time to open into that deeper connection with your own mastery, with your own divinity, with your soul, with your oversoul, with your higher self. Pick a term, any term, and breathe into it. And allow your divinity to surface. Allow your knowingness to expand. Allow your sense of presence in this moment to ripple out into larger and larger areas of your life. And as you breathe, with each breath, with each inhalation, with each exhalation, just allow this to deepen. With each heartbeat, although that's a little harder for most of us to notice consciously, with each heartbeat, allow this to deepen. With each nerve firing, all of the input from listening to my voice, the input from whatever you're sitting upon and the clothes that you're wearing, the interactions that you're having with the world, with every input, allow your divinity to come in more fully as well. And just breathe that in. Breathe yourself in to your awareness. Wonderful. And continuing the connection, continuing the expansion, allow yourself to open to our Mother Earth. Letting yourself connect with this miracle that allows us to live in these dimensions. Allow yourself to expand out and down sharing your energy consciously with your Mother Earth and allowing yourself to receive from her. Become the mouth of the spring, allowing her light, her energy, her love, her support to be the water springing forth, coming up through you, gently purifying great. And let's expand in a different direction now. Opening up consciously to the connection with all of your guides, your angels, those ascended masters and other spiritual teachers that are a part of your life right now, this very second, they're with you. And just allow yourself to open the doors of perception, as Mr. Huxley called them, the doors of perception. Open those up a little bit more to allow yourself to feel a little bit more of their presence. Or perhaps a lot more if you're ready. Great. I heard whoever thought that out there. Just open up and let yourself be in that connection, in that relationship, in those relationships, because you have multiple beings. We all have multiple beings with us to support us in whatever we're experiencing, whatever we're choosing to create. And the more we allow that support and love from them to flow in, the easier it is for us to stay grounded here and to make the choices that we are here choosing to make into our empowerment. All right, and let's expand out once more. Connecting with the Exposing the Masters Within team, all those out there who are listening, helping me to co-create this, allowing your energy to bring forth whatever there is to be said today, to be shared for all of our highest goods, all of our highest growth, or the way I like to say it, all of our highest joy. And so allow yourself to connect with that support from everyone else who's in this community, who is co-creating this path. And know that whether you're listening live or to the recording, you are part of that and connected to that and receiving from it and sharing within it. So thank you for being a part of this community. And we expand out to what one of the beings I think that I channeled, or maybe I said it, I don't know. One of the last few weeks, they called it Team Ascension, which I really like that term. So let's expand out to Team Ascension, which is the entire community of light workers on the planet, the entire community of those of us in body who are consciously choosing to walk a path of self-healing, to walk a path of self-empowerment, and to walk a path supporting everyone else in their healing and empowerment. And that's a pretty large size group. And so even those we will never meet personally while we're in body, they're all part of that community. And the more we open to feel that community support, to feel that community encouragement, the more easily we can move forward in our day-to-day choices, in our day-to-day healing, in our day-to-day process of empowerment. And let yourself breathe into all those connections and feel the interconnections between them, because it's not that you sit in the center and then you have these lines going out to your divinity and then a different line going out to the Mother Earth and a different line going out to the guides and angels. It's not separate like that. They're interconnected. And so the more we connect with our divinity, the more easily we're able to connect to these other levels. The more we connect to the Mother Earth, the more easily we're able to connect to these other levels. The more easily we connect to our guides and angels, the more easily we connect to the other levels. Because the more we open to the divine, the more we experience that interconnectedness and that unity, the more the process expands. And so part of the reason that I start the show this way every week is because it is about expanding the experience. And each time we do one of these practices in the show, outside of the time that we spend together, you can do this as well. You don't have to wait until we do it here. The connections are always there. But every time we choose to expand these awarenesses, to open ourselves, this is spiritual weightlifting. And it's not difficult. It's not like some of those disciplines on the spiritual path that so many people struggle with, myself included. This is pretty easy. But each time we do it, we're strengthening the muscles that allow us to connect. And so it is something that the more frequently we do it, the more it grows in our lives and becomes part of who we are. And so I think that makes sense, but I want to give an analogy. I don't have conscious memory of a time before I could walk or a time before I could talk. These are things that I simply take for granted. And I'm grateful for them, so I don't completely take them for granted. And I know that they can be taken away. You may know someone who's had a stroke who lost that capacity for speech or the capacity for movement or who's been in an accident and is in a wheelchair now. And so it's important for us to make the most of these. But the reason I brought that up is that that time before isn't even part of my memory now. I've always been someone who could walk and talk as far as my conscious memory is concerned. I know that's not true. There weren't, you know, news stories or newspaper articles written about me after my birth going, hey, the miracle baby, he came out of the womb and said, hey, what's for lunch? And he was walking and dancing and all kinds of things in the crib first day. So I know that didn't happen. Even back when I was born, that would have made the news. But now it is just a given. It's an expected part of my life. And that is what we're seeking to do with our mastery. That's what we're seeking to do with our connection to our divinity, our connection to Mother Earth, our connection to the angelic realm, the ascended masters, the spiritual hierarchy, the other beings that are here to support us. That's my goal, or one of my goals, and certainly not the only one, but that's one of my goals, is to get to the place where I expand that until it becomes, I don't know if complete is the right word, because I don't know if you can ever, until we get back to the place where we merge with the all, and that is beyond my mental comprehension. So I don't think that I'm talking about getting that complete degree of connection. I'm talking about getting enough of that degree of connection that it's never going to go away, like speech, like walking. These are things that are mine, unless there's some extraordinary circumstance that happens, an accident, disease, whatever. These are mine. They are now part of me. They are what one of my acting teachers used to call intuitive. And so exposing the master within yourself and exposing these connections is about allowing them to be intuitive, allowing them to be automatic, allowing them to be what we expect. But we have to build that. Again, same thing with the walking and learning to talk. We didn't take our first step and run our first marathon in the same day. Now, I'm maybe it's a bad analogy. I don't ever plan on running a marathon, but we don't say our first word and then write Shakespeare or read Shakespeare for that matter. It's a process of making it more and more our own. And that's what we're doing. And this is a small piece, perhaps, of the spiritual path that each one of us is walking. But that, to me, is the vision of what I see us doing as we're walking this path, both through this program that we share together, that we co-create together, and through the rest of our lives. And it's an accumulation of spiritual connection. It's an accumulation of spiritual experience. It's an accumulation of choices that we've made to move into that kind of connection, that we've made to move into that kind of experience where we have said yes to our divinity, to our mastery, to these interconnections. And so I guess I'm starting here with that today as an invitation to approach life that way. I know that the stories that we've heard about this saint or that saint, and there's the flash of lightning or, you know, the burning bush speaking, and, you know, even some of the spiritual writings that are out there. I know when I first found out I was a walk-in and read the Ruth Montgomery books, which were some of the first ones to talk about walk-ins. The stories kind of went from point A to point Z. This person finds out in one miraculous moment how spiritual and wonderfully connected they are, and then immediately they are out doing the fulfillment of their path. And maybe that does happen. I've never known anyone it's happened to. And I've been around a number of people when they've had major spiritual experiences. I've had major spiritual experiences, but those are not intended, as far as I can tell. And as far as when people who've had those have talked about them in channeling, they're not intended to get you there. They're intended to inspire you to keep going to get there. They open the door. You have this flash, a heightened experience of connection, a heightened experience of divinity. And we get that taste, and then we want it again. And so we will take the next step and the next step and the next step to move forward on the path. Because we've had that experience and it has stuck with us, even though it's not necessarily what we're experiencing every moment after that. And I would say it's unlikely that we're experiencing it every moment after that. But that's, I believe, why we have those kinds of experiences. Now, that leads me to one of the pieces that has come in this week, very specifically, not for the show necessarily, but came in and was a bit of an aha for me. When I say it, it's probably going to seem obvious to most everyone listening. And yet, I think it bears saying. Over the course of the show and over the course of the channeling that I've done for the last X number of years, one of the things that's come in quite a bit lately, very directly, and I know I've shared this on the show, is if it's up and it's negative, it's up because you're ready to move it. Now, that's not the thing that's logical. I mean, that is logical, but what came in this week was kind of an expansion of that, shifting it slightly. And what came in this week was, if it's up, it's up to be moved. Now, what What do I mean by that? What do they mean by that? Well, let me rephrase it. If it's up and it's negative or it's positive, it's up to be moved. Well, that in some ways is a little bit shocking, because so many of us focus what we're desiring, what we're trying to create, in what I call the positive polarity. And I'm not the only one to call it that. I didn't originate it. I'm not claiming authorship of that phrase. The positive polarity. We want to be happy. Nothing wrong with that. But it can be a place we get ourselves trapped. Let me explain. At least my understanding of that. Because we live in these dimensions, and these dimensions are measured internally through the polarities, good, bad, right, wrong. And the bad and the wrong, we don't like. And the good and the right, we do. And so we're in this, well, for many of us, it's a struggle. Day to day, moment by moment, to try and increase that positive polarity and decrease the negative polarity. Well, I got to tell you, that doesn't work. Doesn't. There's balance. It's an energetic law. It's an energetic law. What we are capable of here, I would say, is not so much to get to a place where we're always happy, but where we are always present. And there's a big difference. And in that presence, ultimately, lives joy. For me, and for especially Osiris and the other beings I channel, but especially Osiris in what he shared, and I can speak most of that because I've channeled him the most by far over the years, the difference between happiness and joy is that happiness is conditional. It is relative. It is about the polarities. And it's about the circumstances we're in or that we're anticipating being in. But it's the emotional, it's in the emotional body, and it is one polarity. Well, the law of balance says the polarities are always going to balance out. So if there's a big infusion of happiness, there's going to have to be a big infusion of some sort of negativity down the line to balance that. Now, one of the ways that we can balance that is to recognize that in every experience, both polarities exist at the same time. Now, the easiest example to give for that, or description, is something that many of us do walking the spiritual path, is we try to find the meaning. What's the point of the crap that we go through? What good will come from this? What's the lesson? And sometimes days later, sometimes months later, years later, sometimes never, we're able to do that. We're able to put it in context. Well, from going through that struggle, that negativity, that bad time in my life, this is what I learned. This is what I gained. This is the positive that came out of it. Now, was that positive there in the moment? Well, not fully. Certainly the experience in the moment was that this sucks. This is crappy. I don't like this. But the seed of that positive was always there. Otherwise, it could never have grown, or we could never make the correlation between the two things, that I gained this out of that negative experience. If the connection wasn't there already, we wouldn't be able to do that. But the same is true, I would say, from the positive things, the happy things. For instance, I like ice cream, so I use ice cream. If I choose to have ice cream, And I choose to have chocolate ice cream, and that makes me very happy in that moment that I'm eating that chocolate ice cream. And I know, if you're anything like me, you're going, well, where's the negative in that? Well, the negative in that is, well, I didn't choose vanilla ice cream, and I could have had happiness with that. Or I am eating ice cream, so I'm not going to have an appetite to eat a pretzel or to eat cotton candy or to eat chocolate or to eat whatever else might have made me feel at least as happy in that moment. And so same kind of thing. If we step into partnership or if we step into a job, we may love this job. But if we're in this job, it may be something that stops us from something else. So the seed, not so much of the negativity in the way that we would look at it as I'm suffering because I'm happy. I'm not suffering because I'm in this job that I love. But the negative aspect there, or a negative aspect there, is that, well, let me put it this way. They say when one door closes, another door opens. Or a window or something, depending on who the joker is who's making the comment. But whenever we open a door, other doors close. When we make a choice between A and B, often B is no longer an option if we choose A. And A would no longer be an option if we choose B. And again, that is a place where the seed of the negativity is. Because we may start out really, really happy in A, like we are when we jump into partnership with someone, often. If we really are thinking about it as partnership, hopefully it's pretty happy. But that prevented us from making the choice to be with this other person or making the choice to take that other job. And down the line, and this is another case in point, we step into those partnerships and we have whatever amplification of our positive polarity, of our happiness at the beginning. But the seeds of whatever are going to be the issues down the line in that partnership, they're there from the beginning. It may seem like we wake up one day and we are in partnership with someone that we really don't like and we don't know how we got there. But all of the things about them that we may dislike now were there from the beginning. We just weren't seeing it because we were focusing on that positive polarity so hard. Now, what's the point? Well, the point is this. That ideally, our goal, or my goal anyway, again, you can choose whatever goal you would like to choose. My goal, and the one I might suggest you consider at least, is not happiness. My goal is presence. As I understand it, and again, this is from a lot of reading, but mostly from channeling that I've done and contemplating of what I've channeled after I've channeled it, what I understand is this. When we get to the place where we've cleared our baggage, and by that I don't mean figured out all the old problems, but rather let go of the stored, suppressed emotions, moved those out. And so we don't have this backlog that every time an emotion comes up, that's negative or positive, it's trying to get all this other stuff that we've suppressed to come out with it. Then when we have a negative emotion come up, anger, fear, sadness, whatever, then it will pass through in a moment. We'll recognize it. We'll acknowledge it. Oh, I feel sad right now. And then we'll step into our role, our power as free will co-creators on this planet to change something about our circumstance, to get it more in alignment, not with what we're supposed to be doing, because I don't buy that karmic path thing that we have something we have to accomplish. Rather, it's about fine-tuning what we're choosing to express. Ultimately, anything that comes up that is in that negative is telling us there's a way in this moment that I am not expressing my light, and that I get the opportunity to choose to express more of my light, to express more of my divinity, to be more true to myself, to be more in my integrity. These are all ways to say basically the same thing. And in that is tremendous power. But that's not about trying to be happy. The thing, why we're so focused on trying to be happy, is because we have such a huge backlog of all this suppressed negative stuff. And so when something negative comes up, we don't just acknowledge it, go, I feel sad right now, what can I change, how can I shift my circumstances to express more of my divinity, and thereby free ourselves from it. Nah, we've got X amount of time, X amount of energy of trying to deal with all of that, or needing to use the energy to suppress it back down again, to suppress that negative that got triggered back down again. But when we don't have that backlog, we don't have that overwhelming volume of negativity down there, then we can have more of an experience. And again, I'm going to keep going back to this, I guess. 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, whenever the heck it was that I was doing all that burning and had that huge purge and went into that despair, and in the middle of the despair, the joy came up. While the despair was still there. That's kind of the thing I'm talking about. I'm looking for that joy, which is the divine presence in the moment, rather than seeking happiness, because I wasn't happy. I was in despair. I was in crushing loneliness. I was in all kinds of negative crap. But I was joyful at the same time. And as long as we're seeking to get the happy polarity, we're going to ping pong back and forth to the negative polarity. But the more we can claim the presence in the moment, the more we can stop feeling ourselves battered back and forth by God's ping pong paddles, which are really our ping pong paddles. God's not hitting us upside the head. That spiritual 2x4 is wielded by our very own long arm. And that to me feels like freedom. And I'm very grateful. As I said earlier, I've had some of these experiences that expanded me, and I've been able to retain them. And I'm very grateful that I can continue making those choices to move toward them, to expand how frequently and how powerfully they occur in my life. But it's a process. This is definitely, definitely tortoise rather than hare. It's taken the next step, and it may be a long step. It may be a big step. It may be a stride. Maybe a lope. Maybe a leap. But it's still the next step. And when we can, and here's another piece of this that goes with those polarities. When we can lessen or fully let go of the idea that there's going to be this lightning strike initiation, this lightning strike of divine expansion, and poof, we're at the end of the line. When we can let go of that idea, well, we won't be ping-ponging as much either, because that idea is based in trying to escape our pain rather than seeking to move it out. That's the I just want to be done with this energy. Which, believe me, I get. I get it. But staying in that place doesn't serve us. If it's up and it's negative, it's up to be moved. If it's up and it is, oh God, I can't stand this anymore. I can't deal with this. I can't. This sucks. Yeah, it does. Okay, move it. Breathe into it. Intend it to move out. Thank it for coming up. Thank it for showing itself so you could get rid of it. It's kind of like a weed. You can't get rid of a weed until it shows itself. Well, I guess you can. You can spray all kinds of chemicals out there to kill the weeds, but that's not really the best way. Because then you're putting all kinds of other stuff into your garden that you don't necessarily want there. better for the weed to pop itself through the surface of the earth, and then you can take it out. And that's what all this old pain is. And that's what is happening when we're in that crap. But it's a fantasy that, and this is the next major piece of where I was going today, that there's going to be an experience that rides in like the white on the knight on the white horse to save us. That we need, I believe, to reframe what it means to be the hero or the heroine in our own lives. Because we have it. It saturates our culture. Watch TV, watch movies. Well, the protagonist and the antagonist, my English teacher is coming out now. The good guy and the bad guy. The good girl and the bad girl. And that's at the core of our stories. Our storytelling, our myth, is about the polarities. It's very difficult to conceive of a story that's not. I would challenge you to go find some. Just for yourself. If you want to share it with me, that's great, because I am curious. But that's what our story is about. It's about dealing with the polarities. And the struggle and the self-sacrifice being one of the pathways to overcome things. And that's what the hero does, or the heroine. They stick in there through thick and thin. They go through all of the rising action, and they go through all of the setbacks, and they keep at it until they get to the end. Well, this myth, these myths are about the inner journey. What we're struggling with is literally polarity itself. And we need to be our own heroes, our own heroines of our story. But here's the thing. And this is where I think we need to rewrite the myths somehow, to rewrite the stories. The key is to stop struggling. Well, how do you solve the problems? Well, first, by recognizing the fear that's coming up about whether I can solve the problem, whether I'm good enough to solve the problem, whether I have enough knowledge, whether I have enough whatever. Again, if you look at those stories, and it doesn't matter, you know, it can be high literature, it can be crappy pulp fiction. The basic underlying plot elements are the same. The elements of character are going to be the same. There is a conflict established, and there are difficulties to be overcome. But one of the difficulties in the majority of these stories is always the hero or the heroine overcoming their own unworthiness. It's not there in all of them on the surface, but it's there in many of them, if not most. And to me, that's the central element. That's the central element. In terms of types of stories, they would call those the man versus self story. There's basically only three types of stories. I'll change it from the sexist version of man versus man to human versus human, human versus nature, and human versus self. And that's pretty much it. You can take any story you've ever heard or read or written, and it's going to fit one or more of those. But those are the three basic things. We're either fighting with each other, we're fighting with nature, trying to survive, or we're having that struggle within ourselves. And quite frankly, I think the ones that are the most resonant across the board, the most universal, that element of versus self is going to be prevalent. Now, I could be very, very wrong about that, but it makes sense to me because that's the core of what this is. Even if we're struggling against nature, if we're struggling against the world, so to speak, we're needing to find within ourselves the resources to do that. If we're struggling with another person or people at any level, individuals, groups, the collective, the government, the corporations, we're needing to find within ourselves the strength and the resources to deal with whatever we're in that struggle against. But I would say one of the biggest ways to diffuse that struggle is to acknowledge that struggle. Because we try to avoid it. We try to push through it. We try to will our way forward. Well, for me, that doesn't work. I don't know about any of you, but that really doesn't work. My willpower, just not that strong, I guess. I'm not built that way. But when I can sit with and connect with the negative emotion that's coming up, my own sense of I can't do this, regardless of where it comes from, that's when I can move it. Now, not if I'm just going to go wallow in it. If I'm bringing my conscious intention into it, if I'm bringing my energy as the co-creator of my life, as the one with free will to choose and change things, that's when it's going to shift. Because then I can say, I'm going to choose to move this. Now, again, there may be something seemingly even worse underneath it. I was burning those energies of self-sacrifice, patterns of self-sacrifice, when, or as the stepping stone to get to the loneliness and the despair that I didn't know was underneath it. But that led me to that experience, that transcendent experience. But that's why this is a path, not a step. So, I would ask you to ask yourself, are you ready to rewrite the story of your life? Are you ready, first of all? Perhaps are you ready is not the best way to put it. Perhaps it's how ready am I? How ready am I to rewrite the story of my life and make myself the hero or the heroine? How ready am I in this moment? How much of that am I willing to take on? And then, how ready am I to stop fighting the negative polarity? How ready am I to choose to move the energies of the negative polarity when it comes up? And again, whatever the answer to either one of those questions, the question that I would offer here is, okay, to whatever degree you are ready for those two things, to claim yourself as the most important creator in your life, to claim yourself as the one who has the power to move out the pain, commit to that, whatever degree it is, even if it's only a tiny little bit, even if you're just cracking the door open in that way, commit to that for yourself right now and recommit to it whenever you think of it. And that will help you transcend this ping pong game between the polarities and step into that center point where you are the divine being down here experiencing both polarities. And you're already perfect and you don't need to fix it. The negative polarity is not to tell you you're wrong. It's here to offer a suggestion to make another choice. To step more into your divinity, to step more into your divine expression, to step more into your power. And that is a choice that I would love for each of us to experience more and more frequently. All right. Let's see what they have to say from the other side. Well, before I do that, the brief commercial announcement. The next gateway activation is going to be the Gateway of Passion. And that is going to be on Thursday, March 8th. And I will be doing it live here from the Parsonage in Milford, New Hampshire. And I will also be doing it through the teleconference, and it will be available through the recording. And sometime next week, I'm not sure which day, is the new moon. And on that day, that's when I desire to put the information out via email, etc. But you heard it here. So I would invite you to tune in on whether that would be something that would serve you. Anyway, let's get into the channeling. And as we do so, as always, allow yourself to simply breathe, to deepen your breathing, to breathe more consciously while I do the toning that allows them to adjust the frequencies so they can bring us what they have to share. Dear ones, this is Osiris, come to be with you today. Welcome. And so today, we have a little journey to take you on. And, well, perhaps that's enough of an introduction. So, we're going to start wherever you're at right now. Take a deep breath, open your eyes, look around you. Notice where you are, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it smells like, how warm or cold it might be. Just notice this moment as fully as you can take it in. Breathe deeply. See if there's any smell around. And keep the breath deep, steady. And just let yourself make a little noise. And in that noise, you're just letting go. Letting go of what you've been holding on to without knowing you've been holding on to it. By all means, you can bring in the conscious things you've been worried about as well. But start with whatever is just there in the background that's bothering you but hasn't yet come to the surface. Or maybe it's come to the surface and you suppressed it back down again. But you're just letting it go. Whatever noise you need to make, for as long as you need to make it. And as you're doing that, close your eyes, if they're not already closed. And allow yourself to feel your feet. From the inside out. You can touch them with your hands if you want, but we're talking about from the inside out. Feel your feet. Notice whatever they're in contact with. It might be socks or shoes or sandals or slippers. It might be the floor. It might be the carpet, the hardwood. It might be the chair you're sitting in. It might be someone else's hand. It might be anything. But whatever it is, just notice it. Notice how it feels. And now, again, from the inside out, we're going to give you, well, Mercury's slippers. Now, if you know mythology, Mercury is the winged messenger. So you're getting little slippers that are growing out right out of your feet. And they have wings on each side of them. And this is really making you light on your feet, so to speak. And the energy that we would say is most associated here is not about running, but rather about gliding. For those of you who ice skate, that might be the best analogy for this feeling, where it's just sailing along almost effortlessly, gliding on your path. So, where we'd like to take you is into the future. So breathe that in. Let the breath be easy with that. But it's the future, not in terms of years. The years are irrelevant. The linear time is irrelevant. It is the future in terms of experience. And so just allow yourself energetically to feel yourself gliding forward and feel the acceleration of that glide forward. You're going faster and faster, accelerating toward the moment that we are taking you to. And it's not necessarily going to be an externally significant moment, but it is definitely going to be an internally significant moment. And the moment is this. It's the moment where your last drop of unworthiness falls away. Just allow yourself, once you get there, to breathe that in as much as you can. And it's going to help some of the unworthiness that you still feel to fall away, and you are not going to be able to take it in fully, but you're going to be able to take it in. And so allow yourself to just breathe into that moment. And take in as much of that freedom as possible. All need to prove yourself is gone. All that's left is to be yourself. Which, what a coincidence, you are perfectly suited for. In fact, more perfectly suited for that than any other thing. Being yourself. Wonderful. And let that expand out throughout your bodies, the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, throughout your energy field, throughout your life. And take it in for as long as you desire. And stay there as long as you desire. And when you're ready to return to do whatever it is you would choose to do next, you'll find your way back quite easily. But stay there as long as you like. We, however, will be departing in this form. and we leave our love with you. Namaste, dear ones. Namaste. All right. Thank you, Osiris. Thank you to all of you out there. Thank you to Doug for starting up those chimes. Well, as always, I can't say it enough. Thank you for co-creating with me this show here today, this program, this experience. I can't do it without you. It is all of us together that are creating this. So, of course, I'm always happy to hear from you. What you liked, what you didn't like, what you'd like more of, topics, questions, guests, possibilities. I will be here again, same time, same place next week. Hope you'll join me out here in the truth within. You never know where this show is going to go, and you never know where your life is going to go. It can change in an instant, so may it always change in the direction you choose. Much love, my friends. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and week.